Lecture 5, Hearing the Gospel.
In our last lecture, we looked at an unfamiliar Luther, not the Protestant Luther, the father of the Lutheran Church, who believes in justification by faith in a gracious gospel, but rather a Luther who believes that you're justified by hating yourself. The way that you please God is to try to hate and damn yourself. And you get justified by faith alone, in this very unfamiliar way, by believing in an accusation. Faith means faith in God accusing you, and believing that God is right to accuse you, and agreeing with God that you're a terrible sinner, and that's what faith does, is it tells you that you're a terrible sinner, and that's how you're justified. You hate yourself because you're such a terrible sinner. That's 1516 in Luther's theology. This is the early Luther. It's before we have the Protestant Luther, the Luther of the Gospel. Because what, in fact, Luther adds to this picture in 1516, in order to become the mature Luther, the Luther that we all know, is nothing less than the concept of gospel, the concept that the Word of God can be a gracious, kind promise in Christ, so that believing it is not believing an accusation, not hating yourself as a terrible sinner, but believing that God is kind and merciful. So Luther, in his mature work, always insists on a distinction between law and gospel. Gospel is this kind word of promise. The law is also God's word, but it contains accusations and threats, because the law is fundamentally a command, just as the gospel is fundamentally a promise. The gospel is both a story and a promise. You can think of this as a genre issue. The gospel is a story and a promise. The law is commandment and threat and accusation. And of course, if you read the Bible, you'll find a lot of both in the Bible, promises as well as threats, accusations, and commandments. And that's why Luther insists, when you're reading the Bible, when you're reading God's Word, make this distinction. Always be aware that there's this distinction. The law has a purpose, it has a function, but it's not what saves you. You don't get justified by faith in the law, you get justified by faith in the gospel of Christ. So, we do have to think about what purpose, what use the law has. Luther doesn't simply abandon the notion that God accuses us. That's there in the Bible. It's very important. So what good does it do for God to give laws, like give commandments that we cannot keep? Like we can never, ever, ever do all that God commands us to do and do it right. Therefore, we're always under this accusation if we're looking at the law. What's the purpose of this? What's the good of it? Luther thinks that there are two uses of the law, two purposes of the law. The first is a rather external kind of use. He calls it the civil use. You could also think of it as the political use of the law, where the law outwardly restrains criminals and evildoers by threatening them, by saying, you commit murder and you're God's enemy and you'll be punished in hell. That might make some people think twice about committing murder. It has some usage, right? It doesn't make people into righteous people. And it will get you to stop committing murder because, well, you still want to commit murder, but you're too scared to. So that doesn't make you a good person, but at least it helps in the ordering of society. It's an outward use of the law. But the law's main purpose for Luther, its spiritual and central purpose, is what he calls its evangelical use, which is a striking phrase because it means the gospel use of the law. The law serves the gospel in a particular way. This is its inward and spiritual use. And what that does is it humbles, terrifies, and spiritually kills you. Luther loves the Old Testament phrase where God says, I kill and I make alive. God kills us spiritually and inwardly by the gospel. Then he makes us alive again. I'm sorry, the other way around. Distinguish law and gospel. He kills us inwardly and spiritually by the law. And he makes us alive again by the gospel. God does both those things. So there is a purpose for this word of accusation which terrifies us. But it's not a purpose that leads us to justification. It's a purpose that leads us to something other than the law, to something better than the law, to something kinder and more joyous than the law, and that's the gospel. So what for the early Luther was the fundamental basis of all theology, which was this humiliation, becomes in the mature Luther a preparation for the gospel. It's not what the gospel and faith are all about.